This is like the old days, Jeff.
It is, when we started off back in your parents' basement, the late 80s.
Not that far back.
Oh, sorry.
Okay. That's a little better. So, anyway, this is what you get sometimes on a podcast. You never know what's going to happen.
Hey, we're free of charge. This is what you get.
Yeah.
So anyway, that was the end of my Conway's Irish Ale description. But to me, it's one of the best beers they offer. It's seasonal, so you only have it for about 6 weeks. But to me, it's the best tasting Great Lakes beer. It doesn't blow your socks off. It's underhyped. I like it that not many people really know about it. I just found out about it 2 years ago myself. So it's something I always have in stock. As this winter storm is ready to roll through, Jeremy, I have 12 of these in my fridge, now 10.
Nice.
And I know it's going to get me through the week should I be snowed in like people are predicting.
That's right. Maybe we should, maybe this should be moved to the top. We are talking about the weather. Now, supposedly, there's this huge snowstorm that is coming up that's supposed to hit, tomorrow? It's supposed to start tonight?
It starts late tonight, early morning, and it's going to be, I think the scary part is it's going to be rain, freezing rain mixed with snow, and it's going to be just sort of this combination storm. It's going to be very treacherous on the roads going from tonight through, I think I saw through Thursday morning or Wednesday night, so it's almost 48 hours, no more. So, of course, everyone on TV has the worst-case scenarios floating around like it's going to be the end of the world.
Right.
But, yeah, not a great time to be moving around town, probably.
It's supposed to be the storm of the century.
Wow.
Not the century. The storm of the year.
Mm.
A little less. Not so severe. So, right now at Progressive Field, it's 16 degrees. So it's definitely cold. Look at my hands. See the chafing?
Oh, boy.
It's just the cold. Let me see your hands. Yeah,
I could be a hand model.
I think yours are a little better than mine. Do you lotion at all?
No,
do you
ever
lotion the hands? No. Yes, you do.
I have. Yeah, sometimes I get a little bit. I'll tell you this though about these whole the whole weather. Everyone's panicking. I always love that there's supposed to be especially in the South when there's a big storm. There's a run on milk and eggs. And I heard the best thing on a radio show once. They said it's everyone needs to make a bunch of French toast.
Yeah,
it's always. Like grocery stores, you see them out of milk and eggs. So everyone get your milk and eggs and make your French toast when you're snowed in.
We're trapped inside. What do we do?
French toast.
I mean, is the idea there that...
They're perishable. Get your perishable items while you can. And, but it's always milk and eggs.
I mean, but you can survive for a good amount. People go and they act as if they're not going to be able to leave their house for 40 days.
Yeah, I know.
And they buy all this stuff.
It might be a day of bad travel. A day. Maybe a day and a half.
Maybe a day.
But I think it's the TV, the people that start preaching this, get ready for it's going to be unbelievably horrible.
Like this podcast. We're just filling in.
I'm getting ready. I literally just see the sandbags around my house. Yeah, I don't plan on leaving until Sunday, just to be safe.
Did you stock up on eggs? And
I've got eggs.
Is that what's cooking over there?
I'm having French toast every day, all week. To me, this is a good thing because I have French toast every day in a bad storm.
I thought it smelled French toast in here. Oh, boy. We have some big news, Jeff.
We do.
Next week... Monday, February 7th, we're going to be doing the show live from Deegan's Kitchen and Bar, which is kind of a new thing for us. Yes, yes. Normally, we obviously do the show live every Monday night, 7:30, but we normally do it where no one else can see us, just in the privacy of your home, so we can't embarrass ourselves.
Because we're hideous, too.
Right, exactly. Because we're both grossly deformed. But on Monday,
my six fingers in each hand. I'll wear gloves for Deegan's.
We should wear paper bags over our
ski masks.
Like we refuse to be revealed. You'll never know who we are. Who are these guys? Well, we can see their Facebook page. Oh,
and the mystery of this will get us to 100 fans, I predict.
Exactly. What are we up to now?
94.
Ooh, we're getting close. 94. Speaking of Facebook fans, we're jumping all over today. Our Facebook fan of the week, Ray Green.
Ray, this is for you, buddy.
This show is dedicated to Ray Green.
All these technical problems are all for you.
Yep, it's all about you. Yeah, if you go to our Facebook page, you can see Ray. And looks like Ray and his girlfriend on the back of a jet ski.
Looks like Ray likes water sports.
Ray looks like a big dude. He's got some guns.
You know what? You're on Lake Erie. I like that he's on the jet ski. Good for you, Ray.
I like that. Showing his Cleveland pride.
But you can be fan of the week, too, by liking the show on Facebook. That's the first thing you got to do. The second thing is you got to get lucky and have us pick you.
Wait, someone's calling me during the show. Let's see. Hold on a second. Hello?
Hi, Matthew Steve. It's Jeremy.
This is?
Hi, Jeremy. My name is Mike.
Yeah, you know, I'd love to talk. I'm in the middle of doing doing a podcast right now.
Oh, okay. Call you back another time then.
Yeah, it's no problem. You can listen to our podcast though if you're bored.
Sure.
You'll be on. It's on radioshowonline.com.
All right, I'll check it out.
Cool.
All
talk
right.
to you later.
You have a nice night.
All right.
Good luck, man.
I don't think he's gonna check it out.
I think he's a liar. Oh, that's always fun.
I was gonna ask him how their basketball team's doing.
I don't think they Ray. You know what? It's kind of ironic. Ray Green went to Baldwin Wallace.
This is unbelievable. This is fate.
He's married to Christine.
Was that Ray Green on the phone?
He's from Sagamore Hills.
Did Ray just call in?
I don't think so.
And not even know it?
He went to Trinity High School. He just graduated. Oh, he's graduating this year, I guess, from
He went to Akron. He's got a lot of postgraduate. I like that. He's really excelled in the classroom.
His favorite movies are The Hangover.
Who doesn't like The Hangover?
See, this is what happens if you don't make your profile private, unlike what's-her-name. Who's
Yeah, Cynthia Marie Green.
Yeah, she changed her profile pic, by the way.
Yeah,
probably but, because of us. Anyway, Ray.
But this could happen to you, someone else next week, fan you. Next week.
Say hi to your mother Maria for us.
Anyway, keep listening, Ray. We appreciate it.
Anyway, weekend recap. Jeff, what did you do this weekend? Anything exciting?
Jeremy, it was a great weekend. I started off Friday doing some happy hours on West 6th.
Okay.
One of my and your favorite areas, obviously.
Yes.
Was down at Naughty Mermaid, which is a great place with my buddies Todd Snyder, Brian Kelly. Hung out there and then grabbed some pizza at Map Room and then just went back to Naughty Mermaid. Kept it basically about Naughty Mermaid and Map Room the whole night.
Bouncing back and forth.
Back and forth. And then didn't want to drive. Wanted to get to a place and just park and be there from like 7 to 1.
Yeah.
And guess what? That's what happened.
Wow.
It's amazing how that can work.
That's a long
when
time.
When you put your mind to it.
Between two places?
Yeah, but I did like 2 hours one, 2 hours Map Room, and then back. It sort of broke it up nicely. Now my friends Brian and Todd stayed at Naughty Mermaid from 7 to 1.
Oh,
they didn't
wow.
leave the building for 5 hours.
Wow. Did they keep a tab running?
6 hours. Yeah, they just kept – and they were drinking beers that are literally probably – 18 inches high.
Jeff's saying 18, but he's making 3 feet.
I'm gesturing.
He's very bad with metrics.
I don't convert well. But yeah, so they were drinking tall beers all night. But yeah, that was fun Friday. Saturday, did my first outdoor touch football game, which is a lot of fun.
Oh, wow.
Weather actually wasn't too bad. It was like 30. There was a nice snow base, so we weren't quite as icy as last week, what I heard. And then we ended up in Rush Inn and West Park Station. I have to say this. I was out in Lakewood Saturday around, like I said, Rush Inn, and then I went there Saturday night for beers, and then I was there for brunch with my family Sunday morning back at West Park, 12 hours apart. They have an unbelievable lunch at West Park Station. Unbelievable lunch.
Huh. Now, this West Park Station's in, like, the West Park, Camp's
yeah,
Corner.
Yeah, Camp's Corner. Yeah, yeah,
neighborhood.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay, cool. I don't know if I've been there. You know who else has a good brunch? That Jen just went to a baby shower, which you wouldn't think of this place as the place we'd go for a baby shower, but that was around the corner in Lakewood.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so I guess they have really good Sunday brunch, too. Coconut pancakes.
Okay.
And, you know, for all your winter storm stuff, I'm sure they have a big stock of French toast.
That'd be good to get French toast to go.
In case you get stuck in there.
I get an order of the
I can't move my car. Give me some French toast. What do I do? You know, speaking of West 6th, are you familiar with the West 6th Pizzeria there on West 6th?
Not really. Where's
next
that?
To Lust, between Lust and XO.
Okay, yes, of course.
It's turning into a piano bar.
Oh, wow.
Yes, to perhaps make up for the void of, unfortunately, Howl at the Moon closed.
Yeah, I heard that. I was just there a couple months ago, so that closed pretty recently, huh?
Yeah, Howl at the Moon's a chain. They have like 20 locations yeah. around the country. And I heard that they were doing well and that Jacobs asked them to move because they have broken ground now on the new Greater Cleveland Aquarium that is going to be in the ground floor of the powerhouse. I've heard about this and I've seen pictures of like fish in tubes and I get that. Fish in tubes.
Sounds like an English dinner.
Exactly. I get that piece about, you know, how that's going to work, but I don't understand how it's going to, because it's going to be like in the powerhouse. And I like walk in the
powerhouse. I picture
they
took off the roof of the powerhouse and filled it with water.
That's what I thought too, but windows on the river is still going to stay there.
They moved though. Didn't they move sides? I feel like they switched sides.
Well, they're like upstairs.
But I feel like they moved to the other side of the building. There was, I swear I heard this.
They like span the whole top.
Yeah, I heard there was some movement, but I think they're just going to get a huge, like, they're going to, like, the fire truck's going to come in, they're going to fill it up with water. And we're going to go and they're going to dump fish in there.
Just bolt all the exits.
Yep.
Fill up with fish. Yeah, I don't know. It's going to be...
They're going to weather, of course, weather strip the windows.
It's yeah, you got to make sure you do that.
I hope
shove towels
of that.
Under the doors yeah. if there's a leak.
That's if you use a hairdryer with to seal it in. Right. They'll do that around right. all the windows.
Right. Right.
And you've got an aquarium. Hopefully with sharks.
Make your
sharks
own
will never get out of that.
Make your own aquarium. But now what if the window breaks and like all the sharks get into the river? And then we'll have sharks in the Cuyahoga River.
That's all we need. This river has been abused already nationally and internationally.
So we need just sharks in it.
Catches on fire and sharks are now attacking people in the Cuyahoga River. That's when Cleveland just folds up chop and says we're done.
Just sharks on fire attacking people. Flaming sharks.
That would be a great way. If Cleveland's going to go out, what a way to go out.
Oh, boy. So how the moon's closed, and I thought they were going to like relocate because they're supposedly doing good business, but they're not. They're
what are all the bachelorette parties doing?
I don't know. They're going to go to that KK Tricks next to Johnny's Little.
Oh, you have everything. I don't know. I've never heard of
bam,
any of these
bam,
places.
Bam, bam, bam. I know. I stay on urbanohio.com too long. Yeah, that KK Tricks, I think it's like a male strip club. Seriously, next to Johnny's Little Bar, it used to be a female strip club. Now I think it's a male strip club, and the only reason I know this is because my building is nearby, and they sometimes people will leave flyers in like our vestibule foyer area, and there was a flyer there advertising like female bachelorette parties as opposed to male bachelorette parties, and they had
isn't that what yours is gonna be?
Yeah, mine's gonna be a female. I don't know what mine's gonna be, and they're gonna have like male strippers there. I think.
So how was your weekend?
I went to KK Tricks.
Sounds like you go there a lot.
The improv's moving, though. The improv is moving next to Shooters. So the improv's getting out of there, but it's still going to be around. And so is, I think the Powerhouse Pub is actually going to move as well.
Okay. I wish Rock Bottom would come back.
I know. That was,
a good
one
place. Of those places I never went to, but I just like knowing it was there.
There's just not enough residential over there on like the West Bank of the Flats. I feel it's still too. It has potential, but it's still too. There's those huge surface parking lots still,
yeah.
And there's not just a. There's kind of weird. There's some cool things,
but there's
there.
Some pockets of just kind of bad.
Yeah,
you don't want to walk around at night. Almost some of the areas there.
Yeah, there's cool, but everything there is cool. Like Mulberry's, Harbor Inn is there. McCarthy's is there. Shooters, Improv. Now the Aquarium. It's cool things, but it's just. They don't have that cohesiveness. And that swing bridge is closed, which like cuts
that's
it
really
off.
Annoying because at my Winter Bar Crawl, we would have been much easier. We were going up and down Columbus. Mm-hmm. We wanted to go from basically Rivergate over to Carney's.
Mm-hmm.
But you had to go around 25th. A really complicated Winter Bar
Carney's.
Crawls. It's that bar. It's by St. Malachi's kind of back in there.
Yeah.
Towards Shooters, like up top of the hill.
Oh, I never been there.
Yeah, a small little bar. But anyway, that really complicates the Winter Bar Crawl. You don't hear about that, but it really affects the Winter Bar Crawl in Columbus.
Huh.
No one's talking about that.
No one's talking. We are.
We
talk about the issues other people don't want to talk
people
about.
People are afraid to touch that one.
Because they know that other interesting things are happening. yeah, so Friday I went to... So I did have the beers, but that's all I had until this one. So now I'm slowly getting back into the alcohol swing.
Yep.
Haven't had any caffeine or meat or animal products yet. Went to dinner at Indian Delight on Friday. Do you like Indian food?
No, I don't. I don't do well with spicy food.
No?
Nope.
Okay. For those listeners who are, Indian Delight, it's at Detroit in like West 55th. Awesome. It like you go in there, the place is boring to eat at. It's like eating here. It's just like not a lot of atmosphere. It's not, I mean, like yours has atmosphere, but it's like
mine
eating,
has the feel of a museum.
It's like eating in a, it's just like nothing. It's like it used to be a video store and they just took out all the videos and put in tables.
My living room has the feel of a widower's house.
Is that what you're going for?
Yeah, an old widower.
I feel like we're in a model home because no one.
You know what reminds me of, honestly, and what I'm trying to do with subconsciously, I want the house from Arrested Development. The house they lived in was a model home and mine does kind of resemble that.
Mm-hmm. Because you don't really do anything down here.
I don't do any much entertaining down here. My TV is on the third floor. This is more of just where I come in and get food and take it upstairs.
Yeah,
the food that I don't make here.
Because you don't cook. Your oven's filled with
books. I take out the food I buy outside and take it in the kitchen, take it out of the packaging and take it upstairs.
Yeah.
That's the only time I'm down here.
Yeah.
And then
you
we
need
do
to get like a microwave upstairs.
Yeah.
And a little mini
I'm
fridge.
I'm toying with the idea of a dumbwaiter, an exterior dumbwaiter.
That would be awesome if you had a dumbwaiter installed. Like Webster?
Yep.
And he used to go up and down. Like, if he'd go up and down in it.
No, do you remember he hid from the burglars? That saved Webster's life.
Really?
Yes.
I always wanted that house as a kid.
I did
like
too.
To have, like, the dumbwaiter. And then the, so, like, around that time, like my parents built their house in Rocky River when I was like 8 years old. And I'm like, Dad, please, like in the wall behind put a moving bookcase so that I can climb up to my bedroom. Never happened.
Yeah, or a secret staircase.
Yeah,
Yeah, I
that'd
always
be
wanted that too. My
great.
house is really boring. It was very cookie cutter.
I know.
There were no secrets in the house.
Yeah.
It's a real letdown.
So anyway, yeah, I also helped my future mother-in-law set up her new PC, which was very exciting. Although she did give me a bunch of expired Christmas ale. The other weird thing, I was listening to the radio this weekend and heard they were talking that Christmas ale gets better over time. Have you heard this theory?
No.
Like if you have bottles of Christmas ale that are like 3, 4, 5 years old, like those are better because they get mellower. Like the spicy bite kind of calms down.
Wow, I've never heard that. I don't like Christmas ale really to begin with when it's new. I don't think I like it when it's old.
It's not like Conway's Irish
The
Ale.
best Great Lakes beer.
This episode brought to you by Conway's Irish Ale.
Feel like you went spinning this weekend.
I did. I was going to skip over that, but if you want to talk about it, yeah, spinning. I used to think it was like, you know, as a kid, you used to stick your arms out and spin around in the circle real fast.
Nope.
That's what I thought spinning was. But like, I'm like, why would adults do that? You're gonna get all dizzy, and what kind of cardiovascular value could that give your body? Well, it's not that, Jeff.
Oh.
It's like an exercise bike that you can adjust the what do they call that? Resistance. You can adjust the
Settings? How
resistance.
do you say settings? What's the English
Settings.
word for settings?
Yeah, so you can change the resistance and
Well, I'm glad we talked about spinning.
okay, Groundhog Day, February 2nd.
Groundhog
What
Day.
happens on Groundhog Day, Jeff?
You know what? The groundhog, Punxsutawney Phil, I
Yeah.
believe, is what the most famous. But I know there are other little groundhog days that go on throughout the country. But the big one is in Punxsutawney Phil. Is in Punxsutawney. The groundhog is Punxsutawney Phil. My friend's actually senior year John Carroll. My one buddy's birthday is February 2nd. They
Yeah.
took a road trip from John Carroll over to Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania, to see the ceremony. He said it was a great thing. And I'd almost say it's one of those things you really should have on a list of things you should do at some point in your life.
Yes.
And it's coming up Tuesday. If it sees its shadow, Jeremy, what happens?
If it sees its shadow, you have 6 more weeks of winter.
I believe that's true. Or if it sees its shadow, that means there's only 4 more weeks of winter.
So something happens if it sees its shadow, if
Or
it doesn't
doesn't
see
see
it.
its shadow,
I've
yeah.
never figured out how they figure out whether or not this thing has seen its shadow.
Because there are a lot of cameras on it, Jeremy. So if you want to be
But
technical
how
on
do
this,
you
there's going to be
know?
some light from the
Like
cameras.
it looks at its like it has to look at itself or just that it casts a shadow.
Well, that's a good question. I'm going to look this up here while you're talking about something
While you're doing
else.
that, I want to give a shout out to the chat room for you new listeners. If you listen to us live Monday nights at
Okay,
7:30.
if it sees its shadow, there is. Sorry, that was all I needed. That was the filler I needed. If it sees its shadow, there's 6 more weeks of winter. So we got to hope it does not see its shadow. That it's very, very
Then less
cloudy.
winter.
Yep.
Then
Six
does
more
winter
weeks of
end right
winter.
away?
No, I think then it's going to be a quick spring. I wasn't saying this side, but I think it's in 4 more weeks of winter if it does not see its shadow.
It sees its shadow. So if it doesn't see its shadow,
I'm saying 4 weeks,
so does that
basically.
mean it has to be cloudy? I still don't understand.
Yeah, I think we're rooting for overcast.
So if it's a cloudy day on that particular
Yep,
day,
the morning.
then the spring comes.
Yeah, spring comes earlier.
But if it's sunny,
And it sees a shadow. 6 more weeks of winter, which takes us to middle of March.
that's crazy. That's
Yep.
crazy.
I'm glad we cleared that up, and I'm glad we were prepared for this before we got on the air.
As I was saying, radioshowonline.com/chatroom. You can talk with us. You can talk with Tim B, Isaac and Patrick. I think Patrick was the guy that called us from BW.
Oh yeah. You got to give to them then.
He really did.
Patrick, we got a big donation coming your way.
I don't think they were calling for donations. I hope they weren't calling for donations.
That's usually what they want when they call.
I think they just wanted my opinion.
I'm sure they did.
I've been ignoring them, but it made for good podcast or not. Anyway, what else we got going on? So, are you familiar, speaking of bar crawls, on West 25th, there's ABC, the tavern.
Yes.
Have you been there?
Oh, yes. I've been to the old, and it's about a year ago they sort of
They
updated it.
switched it up. They got
Yep.
some good food, shark sandwich there. Well, the same owners are now opening up down Detroit. They're opening XYZ, the tavern. Kind of
Right
creative.
across from Beer Market? I think I've seen the sign there.
No.
What's the one across? There's
The
also
one
a new
across from Beer
one.
Market is a new pub, the Market Avenue Brewery.
Okay, where's the one you're talking
The one
about?
that I'm talking about is more down like Gordon Square area, like West 65th in
Oh,
Detroit.
okay.
So there's some pictures of it, which I'll show you now. See these? But like a really cool space. It was the old was some old like greasy spoon family restaurant that was like closed for years, and they've renovated inside. It's got lots of to ABC the Tavern. But that opens this week.
Oh, wow, that's
And there's going
great.
to be, once the spring hits, there's going to be an outdoor patio. As long as that stupid groundhog doesn't see a shadow, we can go into the patio
The owners are
sooner.
going to be very anxiously watching Punxsutawney Phil.
I know. Who isn't? Who isn't? Yeah, but anyway, it's going to be pretty cool. I like the idea. And anytime a new bar opens, I'm happy for it. So, do we want to talk about? We only have 20 minutes left. Cleveland Magazine this month came out with their 20 sexy singles. This is the is this the January or
Now, do you have to
February?
be a certain age? Is it under 40?
I don't know, but. Strangely missing from this list was our very own
Okay.
Jeff Longsworth.
Now, I feel like had the podcast been on for maybe a full year,
Yeah.
I would have had that exposure.
Right.
So can we say we're counting on next year, maybe getting me in that singles
Next year,
list?
yeah, I don't know how we submit the thing.
Oh,
This
I
is
think our
the cool
listeners will
part.
handle that.
Oh, you were still there.
Yeah, I'm just perusing.
Yeah, so some of the people in there, you got Kimberly Gill. She's 34,
She
Jeff.
looks older.
I hope she doesn't listen to the show. Newscaster on Channel 5. Her biggest turn on, let's see, Jeff, let's say you didn't think she was too old. Her biggest turn ons are guys that are goal orientated with nice teeth and that smell
Well, that
good.
those veneers that I put in,
Yeah.
I told you those would pay off.
Jeff wears fake teeth.
I have a lot of goals.
Yeah,
A lot of goals. I think we're a match.
Okay. Well, maybe she'll come to Deegan's next week.
Yep, she knows where to find me because I'll be at Deegan's making my first public appearance with you on the radio show.
Kimberly Gill, we're going to be at Deegan's in
And
Lakewood.
I can tell her all about my goals. One is to get 100 fans on this podcast.
Yeah. You've been working on that for a
That's
while.
been a long-term goal. But I think Kimberly is the type of girl who wants long-term and short-term goals. I'll break them down both lists, Kimberly. That's a long-term. A short-term is to get more than you and I at Deegan's.
By the way, Tim in the chat room just made a mean fried bologna sandwich, he says.
Oh,
I think you can take some cooking tips from Tim.
Tim, this is my type of food. That would go well with the French toast. That's good storm food, Tim. That's good winter storm food.
Right, in case things get in case you get stuck in your
Yep.
house, he has some bologna, you want to switch it up a little bit, you just fry that bologna and things are good.
You're ready
Things
to
are good.
go. You're ready to go. That's great.
Who else? For the ladies, Chad Zumach.
Now he's
Zumach?
on the Alan Cox show. That's right. Okay.
Yeah, MMS. He's 35. what are his interests?
Oh, I don't think we need to get into that. I don't think anyone cares about that. Let's go to is
For
there
our
any other?
female listeners.
Oh, what about Kimberly Barrant?
Kimberly Barrant. She's 25, Jeff. I think she's a little young for you. What is your age? What's your age? What age range are you looking for?
25 to 30.
25 to 30. Okay. See, I think the whole thing at Deegan's next Monday from 7 to 9 should be like us trying. Not only are we doing the show live, we should be trying to get Jeff a date. Is Cammie coming tomorrow? Because I know she'll be on a mission to get you a
Cammy, yeah,
date.
Cammy, that's been
That's like
Cammy's.
her full-time job
That's
right
yeah,
now.
she's really getting more and more involved in that. She was gonna try and show up and oh, by the way, happy birthday to Cammy. She turns 30 today.
Today?
Today is her birthday. We had a great kind of quasi surprise party that she sort of knew about but didn't know the details of last Thursday at Duck Island.
Did she want you outing that she was 30? Sometimes women are sensitive about that.
Ooh. We'll edit that. We always edit these podcasts when we're
Yeah,
done anyway.
right. We edit them.
We'll delete that one out.
Yeah, she's actually the one that made our radio show with Jeff and Jeremy
She
logo.
is, yeah, she's always very helpful to the show.
Yes.
And she's a good friend.
Another guy on the list, Ellis Cooley. He's 31. He's the executive shep at chef. He's executive shepherd leading the sheep at Amp 150. Have you been there yet?
No, I
Amp
know how much you
150?
enjoy that though.
Good stuff.
I just don't like to drive down 71 on, I get kind of spoiled staying close to home, but I want to go there because of all you've said about it.
It is worth it. It's still within the city
I feel
limits.
that's a gourd based. I feel like when it's fall for the gourd items, they really excel with the gourd based foods.
They do have good gourd-based foods. They are very seasonal, so they change as the seasons change. They
Okay.
even cook. They even grow some of the vegetables and stuff on site.
Oh, wow. So what's going on? Have you been there during the winter or just fall?
I have not been there. Winter tends to be, like you said, more gourd. Not because
Yeah.
they grow during the winter. It's not like you scrape off the snow and harvest your gourds,
Right.
but they last. So you can harvest them in the fall and they'll last you all winter.
They stock up on their gourds.
Yes. So check out Cleveland Magazine for the 20 sexy singles this month
Also,
on newsstands now.
We should just do next week. We just read this magazine, like read through it on the show.
I think we should just do like live audio podcasts. Jeff and Jeremy read Cleveland.
Because we basically read Cleveland.com on the air, but we make it more entertaining.
Right. Well, we're expanding our the things we talk about.
But this would be good for me. Great takeout. 30 spots for good food to grab and go, Jeremy.
Yeah, so tune in next week when we're at, where are we going to be? Deegan's.
My friend Chris in LA, I was talking to him last, I think Tuesday or Wednesday, he was laughing. When I was in LA, I was explaining to him how I eat. He was like, how do you eat? And I explained that I go out, but I don't go out for fast food. I get like good takeout.
Oh, how do you eat? You mean, you don't cook?
Yeah, that, what do you eat? You know, how do you,
I put things in my mouth and digest them.
I say I try and get vegetables. I'm not getting like burgers every night. So I was trying to explain to him what I usually eat in a typical week. And I said, I literally don't want to cook anything. So I was out. I'm like, I'm going to get spaghetti tonight. So most people would make spaghetti. So I called Mama Santa's and got takeout spaghetti.
Wow.
That's what it's come to.
Wow.
But I told Chris, if you're going to get takeout spaghetti, go to Little Italy. It's the best in the city.
Oh, which reminds me. So the day before Valentine's Day, Jen and I want to go to Little Italy. Where should we go? I know you're a big fan of Little Italy.
I'm a huge fan.
Where
I'm the biggest.
Where
I was voted like, biggest fan in 04.
Like not Mama Santa's. I mean like a good Valentine's Day.
Trattoria.
Dinner.
Trattoria? Yes. You'll like that. It's a great spot.
I'm going to write that down. I'm going to write that in our rundown, even though we're not
going to. See, I didn't even hesitate on that. Trattoria. Get it done. Make it happen.
All right. Good. So this is kind of ironic that I saw this. So when I'm walking home, I walk down. Maybe I shouldn't say so people don't mug me. Hey, there's that radio podcast guy. Attack him.
Because you've been accosted in Tremont before. You have a track record.
I have been. I don't think it was because of the podcast, though.
But the flip-flops.
The first time, yeah.
I picture that.
That's gotta get his goat.
That's the ultimate robbery fail.
If he has a goat to get.
Yeah.
Anyway, so on E6, there is the Porcelli's Bistro. Have you ever been to Porcelli's?
No.
It's open for lunch. It does really good lunch, like business week lunch crowd. And every time that I walk by after work, it always seems to have a pretty good like after work dinner crowd as well. Right on E6. So one of the bartenders there was named America's Sexiest Bartender by Playboy Magazine.
Yes, I was looking
at
her
picture. And she actually got...
There she is.
The clothed ones? Yes. She actually got a two-page spread in the December 2010 issue of Playboy, and she works at Porcelli's Bistro on E6th.
I'm just amazed. I'd love to know the process of how she got from this to the beginning. Like, what transpired to get to this point where she was chosen?
Nicole Lottman, not to be confused with, hey, it's Nicole.
Hey, it's Nicole from Mr. Hero.
She's the one that should be saying, hey, it's Nicole, I was in Playboy, not, yep. Hey, it's Nicole.
Because you know why? Because this Nicole did something.
Right.
The other Nicole has done nothing. She took her
clothes off for money.
Yes, at least that's something.
Yes, that's something to be proud of.
The other Nicole, it's Nicole from Mr. Hero. It's still, but you know, I have not seen those commercials. And those Giant Eagle commercials about free prescription drugs have gone away too.
I think they've tightened down.
I think the tide is turning on Nicole.
Yes, yes, yes. The chat room Jeff is also saying that Deegan's has Conway's.
Oh, well, I will be there all night.
Yes.
Actually, I'm excited because I was with my family this weekend. They've heard about this place. I've never heard of a place have better hype, but at least people I know have been there. But everyone's heard good things.
I know.
But people have heard such good things about this place. So I really am excited to try it out.
So just to sum that up for the 12th time.
Yeah. Have we pitched that enough?
Yeah.
So what are we eating next Monday?
It's in Lakewood. Deegan's in Lakewood. It's
Warren
in
Detroit.
Of Warren in Detroit. It's like a casual place, a gastro pub, if you will.
That's the new thing.
A great beer selection. Monday nights they have half price bottles of wine too.
Oh wow!
So you can come get your wine on, and yeah, everyone that I've talked to says they have awesome food. So we're going to be doing the show there live. We'll start at 7:30 our normal time, but we'll probably get there earlier so we can like eat and hang out with hopefully the hordes of fans that will be there as well.
Yes.
We have an event on our Facebook page. So if you go to radioshowonline.com and click on Facebook and go to the events tab, you can RSVP there. You don't have to.
Do you think we can get some deals worked out for our fans?
I don't know. We're gonna be interviewing the owner there live.
Okay. I bet we're going to have some deals. They'll be half off.
I don't know if we're in the position to say that, but Jeff could foot the bill. Jeff's going to be giving away free bottles of wine.
Yeah, they'll end up that I'll just be... Either way, there'll be some deals for people who come out.
We'll have to have like a trivia or have to do something.
We can do radio show trivia.
No one will win that except us.
You and I keep winning.
Well, I know, Jeff. 2. What is the number of listeners to Radio Show with Jeff and Jeremy?
4.
So speaking of my cleanse ending, Russell...
Let's talk about the Cleveland State Vikings? Is that the transition?
No.
Oh, sorry.
Russell Township's cleanse also ended. So Russell Township has been a dry city, town, suburb, whatever you want to call it.
I think it's a farming community.
For years.
Yeah.
Like you were not able to buy alcohol of any type, beer, wine coolers, anything, in Russell Township until today.
Is there a bootlegging like undercurrent there, you think?
I would imagine that there would be. So now in Russell Township, the only place you can buy it is the Circle K. The voters approved this last November, and the first purchase today was a 12-pack of Bush.
That's great.
12-pack of Bush from the Circle K in Russell Township. I don't understand the idea behind, and there's even entire counties in Ohio that are still dry where you cannot purchase alcohol in 2011. I don't understand this. I can maybe understand it. Like even the whole where you can't buy some alcohol on Sundays, but now it's even watered down to like, well, you can't buy it before 11 if it has more than 10%. I don't get, it's like, yeah. I could understand that back before people had refrigeration and like, just like with the French toast thing. It's like, if you plan ahead.
Well, I get the French toast thing though. I'm gonna defend that. That at least I can get behind.
You can, if you're smart, you can buy your alcohol
right
the day before and then crack it open on Sunday morning on the way to church. And it's fine. I guess it's just they want to get the people that are just bad planners.
Yeah. They want to penalize the people who waited for the last minute, which would be someone like me. The procrastinators are the real victims in this whole thing. And
that
Russell.
That wake up on Sunday morning and like, I want to get my drink on. Crap. There's no more Conway's. Now I'm screwed until noon.
All those Russell Township procrastinators.
Now I have to wait. I don't get it. But yeah, so you can now purchase beer at Russell Township just in time for the Super Bowl.
That's perfect timing for
you
people
like that
in Russell.
Segue?
That was great. And talk about Super Bowl. Let's talk about Cleveland State, since there is nothing really in common with Cleveland State and the Super Bowl. They won two games over the weekend, Jerry. I know you were watching these games via NetStream. I know you were at your
NetStream?
Computer. You can watch them. They stream games at horizonleague.org. I know that's your homepage. Didn't you tell me that?
No.
Oh, I thought you mentioned that.
My homepage is radioshowonline.com.
Oh, right. Yeah. Always the good soldier, the uh-huh. company soldier. So they won the game at UIC Chicago on Thursday. They won at Loyola Saturday. Come back to Cleveland 20-3, and they have two huge games, Jeremy. I know I say this every week, but you have to listen to me this week. I'm serious.
I do listen to you every week.
I know I say this every week, that these games are always big, and these Cleveland State games are so important. This week, we are a half game up on Valparaiso in the Horizon League. They come to Cleveland, Jeremy. They beat us the first time. This is our chance to get some separation and even the season record with Valparaiso. Thursday night, Wolstein Center, 7:30, Cleveland State Valpo. 2 days later, Butler, who is two games behind us, actually I think two and a half now behind us in the Rising League, ESPN, noon, national game, Wolstein Center, wear black. It's a blackout for the national telecast. Huge Cleveland State weekend, huge division rivals. It's being said by those in the know that after this week, the winners, if Cleveland State win these two games, they're in excellent position to host the tournament and have the one seed.
So Saturday's game is going to be on ESPN.
ESPN.
Awesome. Now, was there a game last night?
No, they played Saturday.
Okay.
Yeah, and in Chicago.
And in Chicago.
Yeah.
Gotcha. There was a lot of people at the Wolstein Center last night.
I don't know. There was a concert or something. Yeah, it wasn't Cleveland State.
Okay, unrelated.
So that was that. So anyway, huge week for me. I'm so excited for the games Thursday. And then in between the Thursday-Saturday games, I'm going to a Monsters game, which I've not been to in a couple years.
The chat room says that Dan Deegan, the owner of Deegan's, Tim says that he used to shovel the driveway for the old lady that used to own his house.
We'll have to ask him. That's pretty funny.
We'll have to ask, Dan if that's true.
I like how Tim all said he was overserved with Conway's Irish Ale last week. We'll talk to Dan. He was at Deegan's, was overserved.
Tim, you got to come out to Deegan's next Monday. I hope you're going to be there. Now, another thing in sports. I think right now, the Cavs.
They're playing Miami.
Are in is anyone in Cleveland even watching that game?
It's sort of interesting. I mean, just to see LeBron play. I guess it's so watered down. The whole LeBron factor's even been ruined for us this year. It's not even fun to watch LeBron play the Cavs.
So painful. So we now have the worst league in the NBA.
Yeah, worst record. But the good thing is, Jeremy, I was talking about this at a little round table at Naughty Mermaid Friday about Cleveland sports. One of the things we talked about was I'd rather be this bad. If you're going to be average or just below average, maybe eighth seed or just out of the playoff picture, I'd rather tank it, have the odds in your favor to get the first round pick next year, and rebuild it, because it's clearly a lost year. So the group I was with, we were all saying, you know what, let's keep going, get this year off the books. It was a horrible year before it even started. Let's start new next year with the number one pick and go on from there.
So if we are, it's 35-20 at the end of the first. Cavs, I'm assuming, are down. Thanks, chat room. So if we are the worst in the league, we get first round.
Well, it's unfortunately, you should. All the other sports, you automatically do. But in the NBA, it's a lottery. So you have the most. They literally get a thing of ping pong balls. You have the best odds of getting the first pick when they draw it out, but it's not a guarantee. But to get the best odds, the worst record has the best chance of statistically of getting that first pick.
And the last time we had the first round draft pick, we got LeBron.
Yeah, that was another thing. It wasn't guaranteed to us, but we had the worst record. We had the best odds, and that bore itself out, and we were selected with the number one pick.
I hope this teaches like Dan Gilbert and everyone involved with the Cavs to not stake your entire team on one guy.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's funny. The Orlando Magic, Dwight Howard's in a similar position that LeBron was in a couple years ago. So they've started surrounding him with older veteran players, thinking that that window might be it. Very similar to the Cavs 2 years ago is where the Orlando Magic are now. Very interesting article I read today about that.
Huh. And that's it for sports.
That's our sports. But big Cleveland weekend, and of course the Super Bowl, like you mentioned. I'm thinking the Packers. Who do you like, Packers or Steelers, Jeremy?
Oh, geez, I'm going to go Packers.
Okay, I think
I'm
with you on that.
Just to root against the Steelers.
Yeah, I think I'm with you on that.
You have any big Super Bowl plans?
Buddy Roger, the guy who's organizing this Monsters outing Friday, he's got a party at his place. So I'll be heading out to Westlake for the game this weekend. What are you doing?
Cool. I think I'm going to head out to my buddy's place in Fairview Park.
Oh, wow.
Again, watching the game. Sounds. I got to think of some like good Super Bowl dish to make. I'm thinking of like some sort of like 7-layer dip with not corn chips, but giant Frito scoops.
Oh, wow.
It's, see, the cleanse is over now. So,
so
I'm
you're
like,
going full ahead.
What do I
first,
want? Fritos scoops. It's been on my mind all week. Hey, if you're athletic yourself, not you, Jeff.
Like us.
they're doing the Tackle the Tower this Saturday, February 5th. I guess this is the only time they do this. This is a once-a-year thing where you run up 38 flights of stairs in the Earview Tower, which is at the eastern end of the Galleria. Galleria is kind of attached to there. Earview Tower. 38 flights of stairs this Saturday, February 5th. The race starts at 9. You got to get there ahead for registration. $25 day of. It's too late to do the pre-registration now, but you can show up and pay $25. Now, I was kind of, and I guess it's a race. I mean, this is like hardcore.
Picture a lot of elbows.
That's what I was, I'm like, how do they do this? Now, I guess they do a staggered start, which I guess would help.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's not like a stairwell has like tons of room to like run
not
around.
Not a lot of room
people
to lap someone. Yeah.
I don't know if you have to like grab ankles and pull people down and traipse over people, but, yeah, I don't know. Have you ever done anything like that or marathon?
No,
were you a runner?
I've done 5Ks.
Yeah.
I did a 4-miler last summer for the Winking Lizard, a shot in the dark. That's the longest I've ever run where I'm timed. That's the max. I barely finished that.
Yeah.
That was a struggle, as Joe Namath would say.
Yeah, I did cross country in high school, and I do the Stairmaster at the gym, but I was kind of curious about you know, doing something like this. And the money goes to a good cause. It's sponsored by Hermes Cleveland. And it goes to Ronald McDonald House, so it's a good cause and everything. But, it could be
I'll be at Becky's pre-gaming for the Butler game. But I'll be thinking of all those in the Terminal Tower. Or in the Galleria.
Earview Tower.
Earview Tower. There you go.
It's the year of the rabbit, Jeff. What the hell does that mean?
It means we're out of time, Jeremy. It's 8:15.
Oh! Well,
that's our ultimate teaser. That's going to keep people dying, wondering.
No year of the rabbit. Can't talk about this one. Nope. Hey, yes, we do this live every Monday at 7:30 p.m. Eastern right here on RadioShowOnline.com. And next Monday, February 7th, we're going to be at Deegan's in Lakewood.
Oh, we are? Next week?
At the corner of Detroit and Warren. The show's going to kick off at 7:30, but come a little bit before, stay a little bit after.
Free drinks.
Jeez, don't say that. You're going to buy them. Put them all on Jeff's tab. Say, Jeff, it'll be like that scene
love that scene.
Forget it. I'm out of here. It's 8:16. For Radio Show with Jeff and Jeremy, this is Jeremy.
This is Jeff.
Have a week.